Okay.
It's the Carl Sagan book.
Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Cornelius Speed.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear and affirm that I uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
Constitution of the State of New York.
And faithfully discharge the duties of village trustee.
Faithfully discharge the duties of the village trustee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Welcome back.
All right, thank you.
Welcome back.
I just never thought that was gonna happen, did you? How many times can you retire?
I don't know.
At least once more.
I'd like to find out.
Raise your right hand. I, Brian Johnson.
I, Brian Johnson.
Do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
Constitution of the State of New York.
And faithfully discharge the duties of village mayor.
Faithfully discharge the duties of village mayor.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
You're here again.
Thank
you. Oh, you did. I'm sorry. I got the master roll.
All right. So the following.
There should be two agendas.
Huh? Following people are appointed to their respective positions. Deputy Mayor is Doug. Police Officer in Charge is Vernon. Deputy Police Officer in Charge is Keith Zobel. Everybody's assignments for the year. Daily operations going to be Crawford and Johnson. Police and courts is going to be myself and Doug. Library is Jason and myself. Streets and sidewalks, Mr. Speed and Mr. Crawford. Lighting is Deborah and Doug. Water and sewer, myself and Doug. Community center is Doug and Skip. DPW is myself and Doug. Fire liaison is Jason and Skip. Buildings and properties, Doug and myself. Insurance is Doug and Deborah. State and federal housing is Jason and Deborah. Fiscal and budget is Jessica and Chrissy. Attorneys Robert Fitzsimmons. Code enforcement officers, Lee Hine, Elise Ceruzio, and Monty Jennings. Bank is the Bank of Greene County. Registrar licensing officer is Jessica and Chrissy. Newspapers, Register Star with Coney Newspaper as the alternate. Solid waste is myself and Skip. Parks and Recreation, Jason and Skip. Village electrician is Leggett. DPW water sewer foreman, Cliff Albright. Chief wastewater operator is David Sider. Fair housing officer, Jessica and Chrissy. Economic development is Jason and Deborah. Acting judge is Grant Prime. Assessment review is Deborah and myself. Comprehensive plan is Robin Andrews and Deborah. Emergency management is Doug and Skip. Forest Lake, Doug and myself. Community day is Deborah and Jason. Zoning Board of Appeals liaison, Jason and Deborah. Planning Board, Deborah and Jason. BOA grant co-chairs are myself and Robert McFarlane. Climate Smart Committee Development is myself and Deborah. Shared services, that'll be Skip and Doug. On website communications is Deborah and Jason. You can read the motions and resolutions or whatever.
The following assignments were made by Mayor Johnson, and a motion to accept these assignments was made by.
Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
All right, resolutions. Whereas there's to be held during the coming official year, magistrates meeting conducted by state local organizations, village officials meetings with state local organizations, meetings for training sessions, schools for fiscal officers, planning, zoning officials, conferences conducted by conference of mayors, informational training sessions for public works, sewer water departments, planning, zoning officials, conducted by state and county associations. And whereas it is determined by the Board of Trustees that attendance by village officials and or employees at one or more of these meetings, conferences, schools, benefits the municipality. Now therefore be resolved that the village hereby authorize the attendance of village officials, employees to attend the above mentioned meetings, conference, schools, and that this resolution take effect immediately. Passed on motion by.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Resolved that the village of Philmont monthly meetings of the Board of Trustees shall take place on the second Monday of each month in the village hall at 7 p.m. and workshops are to be held the fourth Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. Motion made by.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Resolved that authorization of payment in advance of audit for such items as electric, phone, postage, payroll, and similar bills of necessity is accepted by motion made by.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Resolved that mileage be paid to officials for using their own cars for village business at 66 cents a mile. By motion.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Resolved that bonds for officials and employees continued at the same rate. By motion made by.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That one's carried.
Resolved that library board meetings will be held on the first Wednesday of each month.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion that village elections be set for the third Tuesday in March. Made by.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to adopt meeting rules of procedure.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to appoint Grant Prime as acting justice.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, so we'll have a motion to adjourn the organizational meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Carried.
Question.
Yes.
Do we have a contact number for Clifford Albright? The library is updating their contact sheet.
It's just a sewer plant number for now.
Okay. Do you know that, or have it, or can I get it from someone?
764.
828? What?
No, 672.
672-7640. Thanks.
Do I need a motion to open the budget meeting?
Okay, thanks.
So will you make a motion?
Oh, I'll make a motion to open this budget meeting.
Second. All right, so there's nobody here from the public to dispute this. So proposed tax rate change is 3.52%. And proposed rate is $6.61 a thousand. Sewer rate will be $10.50 a thousand with $105 per unit minimum per quarter. Water rate's gonna be $5.50 a thousand with $55 minimum per quarter. There will also this year be a debt service charge of $125 because of the disinfection project that we had to do that the state made us do. That's nothing, there's nothing we can do about that. That just is what it is. It's something that was forced on us. We didn't, there was nothing wrong with what we were doing. It's just that everybody's gotta do it now. This will be broken up into quarterly payments for a minimum of 4 years. Outside water users will have their minimum decrease from 20,000 to 10,000 gallons. I need a motion to adopt the 2023-24 fiscal year budget as submitted.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now we need a motion to adjourn the budget hearing.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. That disinfection station wasn't our idea.
Service yet?
Oh, yeah. The trouble is, there was nothing wrong with the water coming out. It never failed anything. It was something that was forced on us. We didn't have any control over it.
Dave's title is gonna be chief wastewater operator?
Whatever it says.
Oh, so I'd like to know that.
Just as long as Cliff's the boss, I don't. So we can't start the regular meeting until everybody gets here at 7:00, right?
Correct. Yep.
Well, I have something we could discuss. What time is it now?
6:30.
Okay. I'm very curious. I'd love to get your opinion on a bill that is going through, you know, the Senate and the House, State Senate and the House right now. It's 4 votes shy of being passed. It's something called the Clean Slate Act. I don't know if anyone is aware of it. But basically, what this says is that after a person has served their time, and after they've served probation and parole, and after a waiting period of 7 years for felonies and 3 years for misdemeanors, that their cases would be closed for civil matters, which would allow them to more easily get jobs, housing, and healthcare.
What does a civil matter have to do with getting a job, housing, or healthcare?
So if you have a record, you are not, like, for instance, you couldn't live in Bliss Towers. You couldn't live in affordable housing. You're basically outside the system. And some employers will not hire you. So what this bill is saying is that the records would be civilly sealed to allow the people to access housing, education, and most jobs, but it wouldn't limit background checks for anything related, you know, to non-civil matters, gun license, motor vehicles, work with vulnerable populations, law enforcement, anything like that. And I think part of the motivation, or one of the ways they are putting it forward, is that this is a bill that actually will bring in a lot of money to New York and a lot of jobs. Because it's a lot of people, financially it makes sense, because then you have people not working, because they can't get jobs.
I'm not for it because it's not going to be done on a case-by-case basis. It's going to be blanketed again, and I'm not for it because there are some people that don't deserve it.
So you think any kind of, you know, any kind of infraction should lead to a life sentence in this respect?
And see, that is, herein lies the problem. You just blanketed it. You said any infraction.
No, but
if it's not done on a case-by-case basis, I would not vote for something like that.
Okay, but it's still not done. What's not done on a case-by-case basis now is that somebody who, you know, I mean, you're answering my question. I hear that you're against this because it's not done on a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm also telling you is that right now, not on a case-by-case basis, people are basically going to prison for their whole lives because their records are never sealed. So even if
that's not why they're going to prison.
No. What I'm saying is when they get out of prison, after they've done their time, when I say they're in prison in quotes for their whole lives, because even after they serve their time, even after probation, even after 7 years,
mm-hmm.
And this was extended because originally they asked for 1 year for misdemeanors and 3 years for felonies. They now extended it to 3 years and 7 for felonies. Right now the system is, it doesn't matter once, it doesn't matter how long you've been out. That's it. And you cannot, I don't know if you have been with people who have had records who can't get housing, but it's really frustrating. And it gives the social services permission to turn their back on people and leave them out in the cold. So I guess, you know, I am for this because I think for practical reasons, it's excellent. I think in terms of people not, being able to work and be independent and make money and support themselves if they want to, I think it's worth it for that alone. No, not even considering any moral or ethical thing. I personally also happen to feel like somebody who breaks a law, serves their time and their probation should be given a second chance for simple basic things like housing, education, and work.
So I'm having trouble figuring out how this falls under the purview of this board and why we're bringing it up.
It doesn't.
No,
she's
just discussing it.
I'm discussing it because I am curious to know your opinions. I know most of you, all of you are more conservative than I am, so I'm interested in the thought process. What you think about this.
I would fall in line with what Brian said. I would not be in favor of it.
Do you know anyone who has a record?
That's a personal question.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I've hired people with records before. I've had a very colorful employment history, I'll tell you that. After 28 years, I spent more time with kids going to Greener Pathways and what the hell is it, Red Door in Hudson, and what's the name of that?
The Berkshire.
What's the place that they go to?
In Hudson?
Yeah, we have to get time off of parole and time off of this.
It's kind of funny that you would ask me that question, especially considering you know what my occupation was.
What was you were teaching at the school?
Exactly. And half the people I see in the police blotter are my former students.
Really? Just some, I fired a lot of people with records. It hasn't stopped me from having work.
But unfortunately, the mass of employers and employers like, for instance, Cumbies, it's just wrote that they're going to do background checks. And so, Mr. Smith here in Philmont, who wants to work, goes there, can't get a job, and so now he's on Social Security.
You're not going to change my mind.
You said it takes 7 years to clear, to seal it?
After.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
A lot of the minor things, which I would say are ACO deed, correct, Rob?
What does that mean?
A German contemplation of dismissal. And then the record is gone anyway.
In 7 years, I think, too. It takes 7 years to life.
Oh, it's up to the judge.
Oh, it is, okay.
No, I've had family members with records.
Me too. No, I feel for them. I think it makes sense. I know what they're trying to do. You're innocent until proven guilty, and they don't want to continue process.
So you would vote for this?
I'd have to read it, but I would probably be for it. What if it's like Doug said, excuse me, Brian. What difference does it make, though? What is this matter here?
The only thing would be, like, we could write to her or call our personal representative.
I think Dee Dee would like to hear from her constituents, and I think people on our board would, you know.
What about the gun licenses, Doug? What do you think about that?
Gun license, it doesn't count. Nope, it's not a civil thing.
You're right, we'll have access. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, it does say they will
it's
not.
It's just education, housing, and work.
Okay.
Basic rights.
And no pedophiles or anything like that either?
Nope, okay. It's for any vulnerable, if you're working with vulnerable populations.
Yeah.
There are checks. So it's only for things that you know, are affecting them.
I don't know, I feel sorry for the people that they may have victimized too. It's hard for me.
But even after they serve like a 7-15 year sentence?
Yes.
Whole life. So it is an effect.
My mom was burglarized, and if that person ever got out with a clean slate, she's still traumatized. She's 93, she's been traumatized for 30 years over that. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad for the victims.
But wouldn't you want the perpetrator to not be on taxpayer dollars, to be actually working and supporting themselves?
I'd assume they'd be dead, or whatever.
Well, that's not an option. You know, I understand the emotions, but, you know. How about you, Skip?
I haven't paid that much attention to it. It'd have to be something I'd have to look at, but right at this time, I would definitely say no. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to put something together, I'll sign it with you.
I'll give you.
Sure.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of crap on Facebook.
Oh God.
Really?
And I did bring it up last month about do we need to define the use of that Canal Street lot.
Mm-hmm. Is he still got stuff down there?
I don't know. His stuff was all blocking his street today. So is this something we should look into?
Well, we're certainly drawing more attention to himself. Which is,
What did we decide? We're going to limit it to 2 days?
You can. You could limit it to parking, then you got to enforce it. We didn't do anything because it was too much work to try to.
But I mean, it should be for vehicles which are registered, I would think, and inspected.
Not just a place for people to park their extra stuff. And that's already like that. It already has to be registered inspected. That's already on the books.
Well, no.
Oh, it's not.
We don't have anything on the books about that.
Not for the Canal Street parking lot.
Oh, I thought anything on the road had to be registered. Yeah,
let me check.
Or like, you know, have a plate. Because you can't even park an unplated car in your driveway.
In the books, like the one that's like literally a camper with the back cut off of it.
Yeah, that one was on Elm Street today. The black camper with the graffiti and the back cut off. And all of the shit.